What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Hop in the car and get to the Penobscot Marine Museum today between 10 and 1 for a midsummer stroll of stories by the sea. Celebrating Searsport's rich maritime tradition, volunteer role players will bring local history to life, dramatically reading or reenacting newspaper stories of bravery, shipwrecks, daring rescues, and other adventures on the high seas. Volunteer role players will be stationed in buildings and open spaces throughout the 3-acre campus. This is happening today until 1 p.m. For more information, penobscotmarinemuseum.org. Now, tonight is the last night to catch New Surrey Theater's production of Misery, based on the novel by Stephen King. The curtain goes up at 7 p.m. in the Blue Hill Town Hall Theater. For more information, newsurreytheater.org. Meanwhile, the play The Half-Life of Marie Curie begins its run at the Acadia Repertory Theater in Mount Desert on Tuesday, June 24th at 8 p.m. You have until July 6th to catch this powerful story of the friendship between two brilliant women scientists. AcadiaRep.com for ticket information. Then, next weekend in Belfast, you can catch the Maine Playwrights One-Act Festival. This happens at Basil Burwell Community Theater in Belfast. For tickets and more information, belfastmaskers.com. The weekend starts on Thursday, so make plans now. On Tuesday, June 24th, join Castine's Wilson Museum and Maine Maritime Academy for a unique on-the-water learning opportunity to enrich your perspective of Castine's waterscapes through stories of some of its notable inhabitants. Learn about a remarkable African man who escaped enslavement and made his way by ship to live and work in Castine. See snowshoe prints of a Wabanaki folk hero at Dice's Head. Learn about Esther and Emmanuel Island and the complex past that led to their recent renaming. And explore the lives of two women who chose to live life on their own terms on islands in Penobscot Bay. You can join the morning trip at 10 or the afternoon trip at 2. Registration is required. You can go to wilsonmuseum.org. There's an artist reception for Allison Dibble on Wednesday, June 25th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Blue Hill's Begadoose Music Performance Hall with Scott Cleveland on piano. Come and wish her well and have a last chance to see a piece you may wish to purchase before she moves to Washington State. A portion of your purchase will be donated by the artist to the nonprofit Begadoose Music. Again, that's Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m., for the artist reception for Allison Dibble. The Deer Isle Artists Association is presenting Fish Tales, a group exhibit of sculpture, paintings, jewelry, glass drawings, and ceramics. It's now until June 28. For times and days, go to deerisleartists.com. Join Frenchman Bay Conservancy on Thursday for a nature journaling workshop led by Maine master naturalist Karen Zimmerman. Nature journaling provides an opportunity for closer observation and a richer connection with the natural world. It encourages mindfulness, creativity, a sense of place, and has been proved to release stress. Registration is required. Sign up now on Frenchman Bay Conservancy's website, frenchmanbay.org, to secure a spot in the nature journaling workshop that's happening Thursday the 25th, starting at 3 p.m. in Lemoyne. Let's join Maine poet Carl Little for a reading of his latest work, Blanket of Night, at the Northeast Harbor Library on Wednesday, June 25th at 5:30. For more information and registration, go to nehlibrary.org. Can't get there Wednesday night? Check out the WERU archives for What's the Word on Main Street. Carl read a poem from this book on our April 19th show. You can find it in the archives at weru.org. But if you can get to the Northeast Harbor Library Wednesday night, you'll enjoy a full hour of his work. Speaking of the archives, Rich Boulay of Blue Hill Public Library told us all about how bookworms beat the Nazis a few weeks ago. But now the actual event is here on Wednesday, June 25th at 7 p.m. Elise Graham draws on personal histories, letters, and declassified OSS files to tell the story of a group of librarians, archivists, and humanities professors turned spies who helped beat the Nazis. Graham will speak on her new book, Book and Dagger, How Scholars and Librarians Became the Unlikely Spies of World War II. That's happening Wednesday, June 25th at 7 p.m. at the Blue Hill Public Library. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street?